it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
Well said. And welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, exhale, baby. It ain't going to happen. In today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Joe and I were on the go all last week. And if you're trying to follow us, well, you know, that's what you need to do. You tried to tune in the morning on Friday. There we were. We were on in the afternoon at Army and Navy. And, you know, with the devices and the platforms and the various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here in the network, you can't do any better than that. You can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button. There we are. You can literally any kind of travel that you're doing, whether or not you're going ho-ho-ho to grandmother's house or whether you ho-ho-ho-no going to work, it's there for you. Get to your desk, use your device, click the Listen Live. You know what the circumstances are. Either way, it's all about being able to get us no matter where you want, no matter when you want. You're at the gym right now. Yep, that works too. You can just plug in your Beats and away you go. This is how it works in today's day and age, and it's a beautiful thing because you can literally get us on call, on demand, 24/7, which a lot of people would say that's a detriment, but hey, you know, we let it go with that. On the other side of the coin, however, the challenge coin, it's for us, American Forces Radio Network. We were down in Baltimore, which we'll talk about on the other side. Army-Navy football game. The servicemen, the servicewomen serving this country all around the world, or all around the country. Give you a little bit of a taste of home, especially during this holiday season. Man, we are happy, proud, and blessed to be able to do it. So, great to be a part of that. Great to be a part of this show. Great to be a part of Army-Navy, which we'll talk about on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps. Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah Acoustic or Rogue Electric Guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PVP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today. Kenny Roberto out on the West Coast. And as we get ready to set the table here for this edition of The Attack, I got to tell you, We're going to put this first segment into just talking about Army Navy and our experience down there in Baltimore over this past week and into the weekend. Absolutely extraordinary. And then we'll dive into the National Football League, recap all the games, get into any news that's floating around and talk about that a little bit, then preview the Monday Night Special. But I'll tell you, Joe and I always talk about the hype going into the game, into the Army-Navy game, and about how proud we are to be a part of it. And today, this year was our second year. And the experience on Radio Row, and, you know, look, we're professionals. We get it. We're not awestruck by much of anything. But honestly, having been to Super Bowls, having been to Final Fours, having been to various different places in the world of sports, Army-Navy is so unique in so many ways, that is, it is just an experience that even if you're not doing what we do for a living, it is something you have to experience once in your lifetime. It's like going to Lambeau Field. It's like going to South Bend, Indiana. It's going to Yankee Stadium if you're from outside of New York, and you need to experience going to the cathedral. It's all of those things, and yet it's a little bit more because of the kids involved. There's a lot of things that went on over the course of the three-day period we were down there. You know, Thursday, we get into, after doing the show, we hop a plane. It's a little puddle jumper down to Baltimore. You get in, you settle in. Everything's waiting for you. You know, they hook us up. You get to the hotel. Room's all set. There's no waiting to check in. Boom. That's the fun part. That's the, you know, privileged sports guy part of it. But then you have that afternoon and evening to kind of wander around the city a little bit and check things out, which is always fun, and relax a little bit. And not doing our usual Friday morning spot, you've got a pretty good chunk of the day in the morning to acclimate yourself. And Joe and I talk about what we're going to do in the day, look at our guest list, maybe do a little research on that. We have the morning breakfast, which is a mandatory breakfast. It's the only thing that they truly request. They don't demand it, but request that you're a part of. And they want to go down there and go over procedure and how things will be on Radio Row, point out a couple of the people that will be troubleshooters for what's going on, guys like John Hancock, Jimmy Shapiro, Tom McDonald. And It they get all of that hooked up. You get your challenge coin, which is the most remarkable thing. I'll put a picture of that up on Twitter later. And the challenge of the challenge coin, which is always good, is if you're in the bar and you tap it on the bar, person that doesn't have one, well, they buy all the drinks. And if you tap it and everybody does have their challenge coin, well, guess who buys the drinks? Yeah, that's you. It's a fun, cool little thing. But then once you get into Radio Row and you see people that you've been listening to and over the years, or people whose work you respect, or And then you see the legendary sports figures that are walking around. And not even so much from the perspective of, I mean, like we talked to Dez Howard, and that was cool. Dez is a nice guy. Randy Cross, nice guy. Good analyst, the whole nine yards. Talking to the Roger Staubachs and the Pete Dawkins and the General Caslins. The cadet captain, Hugh McDonald. These are the guys that, boy, you sit down with these people and you start to understand what going to a service academy is about. And it's such an extraordinary experience and the direction that it ends up taking these guys in life. And General Caslin put it best. When he sat down and we were talking to him after sitting up a little straighter in the chair, he said, look, he goes, this is my last job in military service. And he said, ironically enough, he said, it was my first job in military. You go into West Point, go in as a cadet, work your way through the academy, then you get assigned to wherever you're going to end up going in your career. And at the end of his military career, there he was at West Point again, overseeing the education and the molding of these young men and women. And his eloquence in expressing that, and you could see in his face what it meant to him. And believe me, you talk about a stoic individual. He didn't give away too much, but you could see it in his eyes. Pete Dawkins, the same thing, the Heisman Trophy winner. And we talked about, it was funny, we had him on basically to talk about the Heisman. We never got to the Heisman. We talked about all the various different experiences that he had had, military service, business service, development as a human being and as a young man when he was at the academy, what it ended up meaning to his life. Extraordinary stuff. And, you know, in getting to the game itself, and like I said, I want to get into this a little more with Joe tomorrow when we have the opportunity to talk about it, but you go into the game and leading up, because you're in there about 3 hours before game time, and walking up to the stadium, you see the unofficial tailgates going on, and the Army fans are mixing with the Navy fans. There's no stupidity going on, at least if there is, it's limited and it's well hidden. Then you have the official tailgate. Then you try to get directions to the press box, which isn't the easiest thing in the world. But you get up there and you see how it's structured, go to your seat, and you look at what's about to be presented to you. And they have the history of the Army-Navy game and all that kind of good stuff. And again, you're seeing, we happen to run into Vern Lundquist almost right off the bat. Nicest man that you ever want to meet in your life. Last one, he was very emotional about what was going on. But just really cool, had a nice word of hello to everybody. You know, hi, thank you, hi, you know, trying to get through it because the demands were all over the place. And, you know, they get you set up, and then you're allowed to go down to the field with our credentials, and you sit there and you look at the pageantry and the discipline and the trash talking, because the Army cadets are trash talking the Navy and vice versa. But there's also a respect. Game was played, sloppy game, a lot of turnovers. But the dignitaries that were there, Trump showed up, you know, Rudy was there, a whole bunch of people. You're on the field, the march to the cadets, the march to the midshipmen. Bands come in, pageantry's there. It's just spectacular. You see the parents, the look of pride on their faces. And then with the playing of the game, you know, Navy was shorthanded, and we knew it was going to be a struggle. Most of us on press row thought Army was going to win the game, but Navy still managed to take a lead late in this game, and Army, for a change, was able to answer. But one of the things that really struck me was you had, after the game, the cadets swarmed the field, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, this was a long time coming in celebration. This group wanted to be the group that broke the streak, 14 in a row. They swarmed the field, coming right past Joe and myself and all the other media people out there on the field. They're at midfield. They're hugging the players. Massive celebration, you know. Midshipmen are standing in place in their section of the stands. Nothing untoward going on. And all of a sudden on the PA, you hear the playing of the Navy hymn and the announcement of the Navy hymn. All that celebration, all that spilling of the stands came to an immediate halt. And you could have heard a pin drop in the stadium. Respect, respect, respect. The cadets respecting the midshipmen. They played the Army fight song right after that. Midshipmen completely respecting the Army cadets. It was a surreal environment, an amazing atmosphere, and something I'll never forget for the rest of my life. On the other side, we jump to the National Football League and start digging into the world of sports. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Joe's off today. And, you know, it just one last thing on that. We'll talk, Joe and I will, tomorrow about the overall experience, but it's something we're really proud to be a part of. And being on Radio Row, hopefully we're able to continue this for years to come. It's that cool, of an experience. Not cool is what's going on in San Francisco and Buffalo. We'll go coast to coast with you, and I'll start with a couple of headlines. Rumor and speculation is Trent Baalke likely done with the 49ers. Cousin Larry probably next, his head coach, Chip Kelly. Now, you know, look, it's 11 straight losses, another lost season, and allegedly Jed York and company are open to Baalke being replaced and perhaps Chip Kelly going as well, because of the fact that if they bring in a new general manager, the situation of having a coach and inheriting one rather than being able to appoint your own is never something that general managers are comfortable with. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Look, Denise and John York are the money. And Mike Shanahan is in rumor land right now in some type of coaching and or executive capacity. And the Yorks like him. You know, the way Jed, the president of the organization, got rid of Jim Harbaugh, yeah, they're happy about doing that. You know, they put the interim dummy in there in Jim Domsula, who never had a chance. And I don't mean that in the stupid sense. I mean in the crash test dummy sense. They're 7-26 dating back to Thanksgiving 2014. And this is an organization that is more than likely going to admit that they screwed up and that they're going to have to set this up. I mean, you know, you're going to have a one-win team more than likely, although they damn near won against the Jets, which is shocking. Shocking. You know, you have a lot of decisions to make in this offseason. If whether it's drafting with the number two pick or whether it's trading out and getting a whole bunch of picks to try to restock, Chip Kelly, you know, I have to be honest. I mean, Oregon made their decision. They went to USF and decided to hire a head football coach in the college ranks. I have to be honest about it. I thought that Chip Kelly would take that opportunity to get the hell out of Dodge because he has to realize he's under thin ice, on thin ice, probably under it too. The situation there when you're 0-4 or 1-4 or whatever the 2-4 circumstances, nobody's safe. And how do you justify what's going on out there? Kaepernick has turned into a pile of manure where he thrived under Harbaugh. They'll be out from under that contract situation in the offseason. They don't have a quarterback in place. They have a running back. They've got a couple of pieces on defense. But they lose and lose and lose and lose. We get the fact that Harbaugh was tough to work with. Get it completely. But honestly, the guy can coach. Parcells is a pain in the ass too. You never knew when he was going to walk out of the door. He can coach. Belichick ain't no picnic either. But he and Kraft get along. And that's ultimately all that matters. I mean, you know, you have to get first-rate football minds in there. And look, I don't know Trent Baalke from a hole in the wall. I don't know what kind of a talent evaluator is or whatever the circumstances are. But the track record shows he's not particularly good at dealing with his coaches. And he's not particularly good at putting together a football team. You know, again, everybody, you know, when you talk about GMs in any sport now, the dynamics are all the same. They have a scouting department, and it's not as much the good old boy network anymore of, you know, my fat tubby friend from the old days has to have a job. So I'll go have him scout Clemson all year. That's not how it works anymore. It's all analytics. It's all statistics. It's all breakdown of tape. All video breakdown. It's physical statistics. It's mental acumen. It's everything. They all get the same service. The judgment call after evaluation of said statistics is how franchises move forward. And on a decision-making process. And it can be any number of things. It can be, you know, the guy looks good in a pair of shells and shorts. You know, many teams have made that mistake before. You know, it looks like Tarzan plays like Jane. We say it all the time. But for the most part, most of the kids that are on these boards when draft time comes around are pretty much ranked on the same level from pretty much all the teams. And they're slotted in. You know, you'll see the exceptions every once in a while. You saw guys like Frederick when the Cowboys jumped up and took him and people had him projected second round, third round. They took him with the first round pick. Well, he's the best center in football. You know, they got it right. Teams get it wrong too, to be fair. But when they're sitting down and they're evaluating talent, then it becomes the smell test and the eyeball test. They have the interviews. They have the physical workouts. They bring people in. They go to the combines. They go to the Senior Bowl. All of that stuff. And then it comes down to the evaluation of the general manager in coordination with the head football coach. And is this the guy we want to put on our football team? Sometimes you get it right. Sometimes you get it wrong. I'll throw this hypothetical out there. Do you seriously think if Jim Harbaugh was the coach of the San Francisco 49ers that this Kaepernick crap would be going on? Chirp, chirp, chirp. And that's something nobody in this country has talked about on a sports talk show. That discussion would have been had early, to the point and to the spot. And again, this is not to say that Kaepernick doesn't have a right to do it. But the disruption to the team would not have happened under Jim Harbaugh. He would have either been cut, been told to do it in private, or express himself in some other manner than the way Kaepernick was doing and causing the distraction for his team that is around them each and every week. That's not why they're losing. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. It's talent. That's why they're losing. But Jim Harbaugh's ability to run a football team and to get the best out of his men is proven. Plain and simple. Chip Kelly, on the other hand, is an enigma wrapped inside a riddle. How you could be one of the most successful coaches in college, almost revolutionize the game out in Oregon, and come in and run an organization into the ground in Philadelphia because you think you invented football, and then somehow get hired out in the West Coast by the San Francisco 49ers, and have a job, you know. I mean, you know, Chip Kelly didn't become stupid overnight, and you could only win with talent. But if you're out there in the West Coast and you're watching San Francisco 49er football game and you're intimately involved with the program, you're covering it with the Chronicle or one of our radio stations out there, whatever the circumstances are, well, you see what goes on. It doesn't pass the eye test. It doesn't pass the smell test. They've been close a couple of times, but what justifies keeping Chip Kelly around? And again, I'm not in favor of blowing up programs. But that's going to be an interesting dilemma that the York family faces. In one, do they blow the GM out? And two, As I said, it never works when you bring in a general manager and he cannot decide, or she, who their head football coach is going to be. And you know, for the sake of discussion, when you start dropping Shanahan's name into the mix, are you going to give him complete control of the organization? I wouldn't. It's just that job is just too big for anybody except Belichick to have complete control. Hey, I'll have a last thought on that on the other side. We'll get to Rex in a second because he looks like he's in big trouble too. Shoe could drop as early as today. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Dr. Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
No problem at all. He was at Army Navy, too. That was fun. I got an off-the-air story for that. But welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. We're talking about the 49er situation. And, you know, just a quick thing on Shanahan. Look. Never been a huge fan of the guy, but he's had success. I would think if you put him in charge of the organization, if you made him general manager, but would that be enough for him? You know, he's got $30 million in the bank, at least according to Wikipedia, but he's also 64 years old. Now, you know, do you want a 64-year-old coach roaming the sidelines? Yeah, you know, and nothing, no ageism here, just the fact that it's a young man's game for the most part. The physical toll that's taken and all the other stuff that goes along with it. You know, he might not want that at this period in time. He might, however, if you put him in charge of the organization. And then what role does Jed York take? And, you know, all these questions have to be answered. And these are tens of millions of dollars questions that have to be answered. Because don't forget, these are billion-dollar entities that you put these guys in charge of. And you think about that for a second. You know, you're the York family. Your son's not the sharpest tool in the shed, football acumen-wise. And you have a billion-dollar business that's in the hands of your kid, a general manager that's in over his head, and a head football coach that there's still a lot of question marks about. Those are tough decisions when you have to make those. And what would Shanahan do? Would he hire his kid? Would he hire Kyle Shanahan, who failed in Washington? But again, that's a thing with Jimmy Snyder, and we heard some stories about him over the weekend. That, you know, it again, you can see why these guys are so tough to fill these positions, why it's so tough to get the right guy to fill these positions. And it's when you start turning into one of those franchises. And what I mean by one of those franchises is literally the revolving door of executives, the revolving door of coaches, the revolving door of players. You know, it you can't do that as an organization and have any level of success. And, you know, again, and here I am, and I sound like I'm contradicting myself, but honestly, I'm advocating it for the Jets because, you know, to me, it's readily apparent Todd Bowles is in way over his head. They made the wrong choice. It's been a historical thing with the Jets of making the wrong choice for the most part. They tried to make the – can you imagine had Bill Belichick not resigned where this Jets organization might be right now? Had he not gone up to New England? I mean, you talk about history choosing a path. As Yogi said, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. He went one way and the Jets went the other way. And it's never been the same since. You know, but these organizations, you see these organizations that lose over and over and over again. And look, I'm not taking any away from the storied history of the San Francisco 49ers. But recent vintage has not been pleasant. And with the exception of when Harbaugh was there. And look, you know, they ran him out of town. Ran him out of town. I bet there's a big old Christmas card sitting on Jed York's desk saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because he's the king of Ann Arbor and will be as long as he wants to be. But the organization gets faced with a tough dilemma, and they're facing the same thing up in Buffalo. Rumor and speculation before the game was that if Rex lost, Rex was out. And it hasn't come down yet. I haven't seen the headline. Nobody's leaking it out yet. I was reading the Buffalo news articles, and opinion is hot and heavy for Rex to be gone. Bucky Gleason's column is hardcore. You know, Bills had a 24-9 lead, and we'll get to the game, and managed to lose to the Raiders 38-24. You know, Tyrod Taylor, it's they don't ask him to do much, but when they do, a lot of times he comes up short. He's no kid. You know, when we were doing a preview on this game, he's 28 years old now. He's not a franchise quarterback. And Rex put his stock in him. I mean, you know, granted, the options were limited. But not good. Tyrod Taylor has never passed for 300 yards in a game. And he's thrown for under 200 eight times in 12 games this year. One and eight record when throwing more than 30 passes in a game. Dead last in passing yardage among quarterbacks. He's even behind Trevor Siemian. And, you know, when you compare him to some of the guys that have been up there, Kyle Orton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, our Jets' very own. He's only got 25 completions of 20-plus yards this season. He makes bad decisions, and he holds on to the ball too long. You know, Sammy Watkins has been on and off the field. You look at the talent on that roster. Yeah. Rex has a 500 record with the Bills. I mean, right on the money, 500. Four games under is, you know, a head football coach, but you know, they if it comes down, I won't be surprised. Like I said, it's and this is where, again, how far into it do you get? You know, do you get rid of Rex? Let the GM bring in a new coach. Revisit the whole damn thing. They got a lot of talent, at least on paper, on the roster. And they don't quit. I mean, again, these players have been playing hard for Rex. It was one of the things I paid attention to in a game yesterday. But they, you know, the Raiders are a better team. And they have a franchise quarterback. And the Bills don't. So, you know, even if they retain Rex, which isn't likely, what direction does the franchise go in? Do they sign a quarterback? Because I would imagine the Pegula family, if they do decide to bring him back, that's got to be one of the things that they have to address is, you know, get rid of the quarterbacks. Who do they have on the roster? You know, E.J. Manuel and Cardale Jones. That ain't happening. Crying out loud, I put Cardale Jones in there for the rest of the year. See if the kid can play. You know, these are the decisions that give general managers agita. And, you know, and head coaches flipping flop in their beds at night, not knowing whether or not they're going to be employed. It's amazing. It's amazing. And like I said, sentiment in Buffalo right now is hardcore. They want Rex gone. And that would be the end of the road for him, too. As far as head coaching opportunities, I don't think he'd ever get another opportunity. I guess in theory, you know, he could reclimate himself with a good defense somewhere. But I would imagine Rob Ryan would be out of the league, at least as a coordinator. Maybe they put him in as a position coach somewhere. And Rex would probably go someplace and put his defense in a place where 3-4 is played. You know, that would be the other thing, too. There ain't no team going to hire him with a 4-3 defense and then have him screw up with the personnel that they have and want to bring in new guys and all that kind of stuff. That just flat out wouldn't happen. But, you know, he would get a job somewhere. But, yeah, you know, again, Rex's statements, he's, you know. They brought in Percy Harvin. He lasted a game. Back to the migraine land. It's horrible. They were talking about playing the fact that, you know, they were playing a good team. Well, no kidding. 2.5 quarters, they just were, you know, rolling. And then they stunk the joint out. You're up 24-9 at home. You win. You have to win. Didn't happen. So, you know, like I said, Rex probably gone. And you can't really blame them if that ends up being the case. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Nothing happened yet, but it seems to be imminent. I am a big believer in continuity. You guys know that. But sometimes you just got to pull the trigger. And the Pagulas, you know, the criticism of them up there, and since taking over from the Wilson family, is, you know, look, hiring Rex, that's one thing. And we get that. You know, he's not a bad football coach. Nobody's saying that. But again, is he a head football coach? And, you know, when you look at it, you can't judge ownership because they came in. Rex is there. They make their decision to hang. And so far not panning out. The criticism of the Pagulas is that they're using this more as a tax shelter than anything else. And I don't think that's justified. They want to win. Same as any other ownership group. And, you know, but they're also getting their feet wet as owners of an NFL franchise. You know, if 2 years from now, they're sitting there and they're bringing a Super Bowl trophy up to Orchard Park, well, then they'll be the greatest thing since sliced bread. But the honeymoon period's over for ownership up there. And all the enthusiasm of the fact that the Wilsons were old and, you know, the family didn't get it anymore. Well, you know, now it's put up or shut up. So we'll see how it plays out. There's probably going to be an announcement by the end of the day. There'll be an announcement on the other side as well. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy? When are you going to get your act together?
Nice. Well, wrapping up this hour of the attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, at Bob Black 71, and of course that's Sports Byline USA. Cardale Hayes convicted of manslaughter down in New Orleans, and 6 hours, New Orleans jury, they had the chance to convict him of second-degree murder. Jury voted 10-2 to convict him of manslaughter and attempted manslaughter. He can go away for 40 years. They were putting up a lot of stuff. Cardale Hayes was crying on the stand. He was saying that Will Smith was the aggressor. He felt threatened, that Smith was said he was going to go back to his car, grab a gun and shoot him. He felt he was reaching for one. You know, it's tough. You know, it was a lose-lose all the way around. And I don't know if justice was done or not. You know, horrible thing. I mean, Will Smith's blood alcohol content was 0.235. Shouldn't have been in the car to start out with. And there was no question that they got into it face-to-face. They were in each other's grill. Witnesses said Raquel Smith was calming her husband. So, I don't know, but Cardale Hayes is going to do time, and Raquel Smith doesn't have a husband, so nobody wins in that situation. And on that happy note, we hit the top of the hour. Stay tuned for the news. When we come back in hour two, we'll set the table and get through all the games in the National Football League and preview a Monday night matchup as well. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't believe it.
That's what President-elect Donald Trump says about reports that Russia interfered in the U.S. presidential election, perhaps to help him win. But other Republicans and Democrats alike are joining in the call for a full investigation into those reports.
The facts are there.
about Russian behavior.
That's Senate Republican John McCain promising hearings into the claims.
Not just hacking into the United States 2016 election campaign, but throughout the world.
McCain speaks on CBS's Face the Nation. Donald Trump has announced in a tweet that he has chosen retired Marine Corps General John Kelly to be Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. The suspect who shot two police officers during an overnight drug raid in central Georgia has been shot and killed by police. The two wounded officers are expected to survive. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
President-elect Donald Trump not yet confirming that his choice for Secretary of State will be ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson, but he does defend Tillerson's record. Here's USA's Joe Gomez.
Trump tells Fox News Sunday Tillerson will be a good choice because he's more than just a business executive.
He's in charge of an oil company that's pretty much double the size of his next nearest competitor.
Tillerson has close ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but has no government or diplomatic experience. Sources tell NBC News Tillerson has already notified his company's board about taking the job. An official announcement could come this week.
Pro-lifers have hailed it, but pro-choice activists in Ohio are up in arms about a bill to ban abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Dozens from reproductive rights advocates of Cincinnati gathered downtown yesterday to protest the so-called heartbeat bill that the Ohio Senate passed last Tuesday. It's not yet been signed into law by Governor John Kasich. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Accused Charleston church shooter Dylan Roof's trial resuming today, as during Friday's session, jurors watched video of Roof confessing to killing nine worshipers at a historically black church last year. In the video, Roof said, quote, "I went to that church and I did it." Roof explained he believed he had to do something, as he claimed, quote, "Black people are killing white people every day on the streets," end quote, from Dylan Roof, who could get the death penalty if convicted. New York Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer believes rail and transit workers should be screened against the same terror watch list as airline workers are. Correspondent Mitch Levy tells us Schumer says a safety gap exists and he wants to see it closed.
Calling terror very real, Senator Schumer says agencies such as Homeland Security and the Transportation Safety Administration are ignoring a big loophole. He wants to see railroad workers screened in the same way airline workers are. He says the 9/11 Commission urged that be done more than a decade ago, but the requirement has never been finalized. He says the safety gap includes employees of Amtrak, the Long Island Railroad, Metro North, and other railroads across the country. With holiday travel kicking into high gear, Schumer says, there's no time to waste. Mitch Levy, New York.
And the world's heaviest woman is going to have an operation to try to save her life. The 36-year-old Egyptian woman weighs 1,100 pounds. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts,
ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, the game's going to be football, and eventually we'll get finished with it. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country are in love with us. We love them right back, but, well, your names ever, they're not going to get said. Well, maybe today, maybe never. Look, it's in today's day and age, it's literally all about radio on the go. And it's all about the devices, various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the network. And when it comes right down to it, that's what it's all about, because your life is on the go. No matter where you're listening, well, that's what it's about. And you're on the way to the office, you're at the office, you're at the gym, you're in your car. Whatever circumstances are, tune in to Sirius. You can find us there. Go to TuneIn. Yep, there you are. iHeart, Stitcher, all of it. Look, you know, it. You literally have the opportunity today to get any kind of programming on the demand that you want. And what a luxury. What a terrific thing to be able to do. With that being said, you know, look, it's literally any device, watch, tablet, phone. Mobile phone. Chris is around the corner. You know what the drill is with that. Daddy, please, please, please give me some devices. Yeah. You know, I'm watching the same advertising on television you are. All the new stuff is out there, and it's great. If you're looking to upgrade, well, you know what the circumstances are. Make your list, check it twice, get it in the right hands, and hope that it's under the tree come Christmas Day. If you're listening on the American Forces Network, well, you know how we feel about you. Army, Navy aside, we feel that way all the time, but this past weekend made it a little bit more special. On the other side, we'll get to some really special NFL games and some not so special. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah Acoustic or Rogue Electric Guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, yeah. Welcome back. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. The phone was 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. A lot of storylines to get into here today, and we will do that. Some games will just kind of blow past quickly because they didn't have much meaning, but injuries, dirty plays, all kinds of stuff going here in the National Football League, and you know, a streak comes to an end as the Giants barely, but managed to take care of business against the Cowboys. Cowboys with their second loss of the season, both to the Giants. You got a Monday night matchup that matters tonight with the Ravens and the Patriots, and we'll get to that. But, you know, let's talk a little bit of football. We talked briefly about the Chief-Raider game. I believe we did anyway from Radio Row. But Chiefs took care of their business, and Derek Carr played a really lousy game. And, you know, Chiefs on top. Oakland in a wild card, albeit firmly, but need to do better than that. Steelers 27-20 over Buffalo. We talked about that, and I misidentified that. I said Raiders before. It should have been Steelers. But Le'Veon Bell in the snow, getting it done. And, you know, again, this could be a watershed game for Buffalo. And they dropped to 6-7 now. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Roethlisberger. Three interceptions. He had a bad game in the snow, and it still wasn't enough for Buffalo to win. Tyrod Taylor, two touchdowns and an interception, played okay, but Shady didn't have much of a game. And again, you know, conditions being what they are, but the conditions didn't bother Le'Veon Bell. 38 carries, 236 yards, and three touchdowns. You know, like I said, 2 weeks ago when Buffalo spit the bid against Oakland, when they had an opportunity to put them away, was just a precursor to this game. And, you know, Rex is in big doo-doo up there. We'll see how it plays out. But ineffective all the way around. A couple of touchdown passes, like I said, by Tyrod Taylor. But again, the guy doesn't have 300-yard games. They just can't open up that offense and put it in his hands. They lose another game. Pittsburgh takes care of the business, and they're also forcing the Ravens to win again in a very tough place to win up in New England. And they could take control of the division as they go to 8-5. They're being successful on the road, 4-3 on the road. Bell is just a monster. And when you think about the fact he missed games this year, he's got 1,053 yards on the season. 4.8 per pop. Pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. Almost three Bills of total offense. Pittsburgh takes care of their business 27-20. They're on a roll, and Rex might be rolling out of town. See how it plays out. Next on the food chain, Tennessee Titans. And this one, they're now in control of the division, sports fans. Them in Houston. But 13-10 over the Titans. Look, the game was not exciting, except for one really, really dirty play. But DeMarco Murray, they get out there. They get the 13-0 lead at halftime. Denver comes storming back in the fourth quarter. Behind Simeon, who had 334 yards and a TD, but not enough. That defense played big time for Tennessee. Denver stiffened up when it mattered. They didn't give up a point in the second half. But the offense is not dynamic. And, you know, that's unfortunately for Denver what they're dealing with, and it's starting to slide away for them. They're still in it. They're in the division still, and they're still one of the wild cards. But they got a tough road, though. Tennessee goes to 7-6. They're up above 500 for the first time all season. It's the third best rushing offense in the National Football League. There's no mystery as to what they're going to do. And, you know, Kubiak makes the questionable decision, fourth and goal at the 16 with 4:28 left. But I get it. You got to get the touchdown there, otherwise you turn the ball over. So he took the points and leaned on his defense, but, excuse me, it wasn't enough. Marcus only had 88 yards, 3,000 for the year. Houston still on top of the division with tiebreakers. But Tennessee right there, and Houston finally won a football game that they needed to win. You know, the dirty play is going to be the story of this game. And legitimately so. It really overshadowed what was a very important football game. Aqib Talib went after Harry Douglas because Harry Douglas went after Chris Harris's knee. Harris was able to come back. I got to tell you, looking at that hit, that helmet-to-knee hit, I didn't see any way that Harris was getting up on his own, number one, and returning to the football field. You know. And he's got to get suspended. He does. Douglas has got to get suspended. And that in itself on a team that, you know, he's not a good player. He's not a good player. He plays in the National Football League. But, you know, he's a 32-year-old journeyman wide receiver with 10 receptions for 162 yards, and he decided to take out a cornerback. Should have been thrown out of the game. Wasn't. You know, it's the kind of stuff you just can't have happen. And, like I said, it overshadowed a very important game. And Tennessee now, and we'll get to the Indy game in a little while, neck and neck with Houston. And they keep winning. Joe got that one right. I got it wrong. It certainly wasn't a barn burner as far as anything being done offensively or great play by either team, but they did enough to win, and ultimately that's all that matters. Redskins keeping their faint hopes alive. 7-5-1, 3-3-1 away. They beat the Eagles 27-22 in a game that the Eagles should have won. But they managed to not take care of their business. And, you know, Kirk Cousins making enough plays after a really bad pick six. And, you know, Eagles had the lead with 5 minutes left. And Carson Wentz got Philadelphia back down into Redskin territory to the 14 in the final minute. But Ryan Kerrigan sacked him. They forced the fumble, and adios, muchachos. But beautiful play from Cousins to DeSean Jackson. Just a beautiful, gorgeous catch, which put the Redskins in the lead. And, you know, a good, fierce game. Let me tell you something, Eagle fans. You know, it's not going to happen this year. They're 5-8. They're going to be a good team. You got the right quarterback. You know, you had to pay a price, but you got the right quarterback. Carson Wentz is going to be in this league a long time. You know, he'll have some growing pains. He's raw, but he's good. We'll pick it up right there on the other side with some more fun and frivolity here on The Attack.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony.
He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean,
so?
Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me what's funny.
Yeah, well. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And Twitter's more your thing, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, that's Sports Byline USA. National Football League, this is it, baby. It's home drive. It's home stretch. And Titans did their job. Redskins did their job. Dolphins did their job as well. But, unfortunately, they lost their quarterback in the process. In what was a really good football game, Cardinals come storming back in the fourth quarter to make it close and actually get the lead 23-23, and a last-second field goal by Miami wins the football game. But Ryan Tannehill goes down for the season. And, I hate to say this, but all is not lost. Andrew Franks wins the game. Miami wins the battle. They may lose the war. But, Matt Moore, and look, this guy hasn't played in 2 years, except for a couple of snaps here and there. He's not bad. He ain't great, but he ain't bad. And don't forget, he did put the game-winning drive together. They started at the Arizona 47 with a 1:29 left. He made a couple of key completions, got one to Kenny Stills, got another one to Stills for 29 yards, and Franks makes the kick. Dolphins are right there. And, unfortunately, and Aeneas Campbell put the hit on him. It looked at first like it was an intentional low hit. It wasn't. He got pushed into him. And, Miami finishes up with the Jets, the Bills, and the Patriots. Do I see him running the table? No. But I could certainly see 2 out of 3. The Jets stink. And I think the defense will get up and rally behind Matt Moore so he can do just enough offensively to get that done. Who knows what's going to be going on with the Bills at that point in time. And then they get the Patriots at home, and the Patriots might have nothing to play for. So, look. Matt Moore, he ain't bad. He's not the starter. He's had the opportunity to move on. And he didn't. He understands exactly what he is. He's the Kyle Orton of his time right now. Or at least being in the league right now, Kyle Orton's not that far removed. But, take a game at a time. But Matt Moore ain't afraid to throw the football. And, yeah, that's a stat I was looking for. 16 passes in 4 seasons. And he's got 25 career starts in his career with a 13-12 record. Last time he started was in 2011. So, look, it's not an ideal situation, but he's being coached by one of the best offensive minds in Coach Gase. They can get it done. They can still win 10. Not going to be easy, but they can win 10. And the Cardinals, well, you know what this has been about. It's just been a lost year for them. They got some heavy lifting to do in the offseason. Carson Palmer's getting older. Larry Fitzgerald is old. And they're going to, that bad start that they have has really doomed them. And they're 1-5 away. They don't win on the road. So, you know, it's Miami's 8-5. The point differential is what I don't like for them. 281 points for, 301 against. But you're going up against two putrid offensive teams in Buffalo and the Jets before you get to New England. I have a feeling they're going to get that 10-win mark. We'll see whether or not it'll be enough to get them in. That's another story altogether. But, you know, even within the playoff standings, they're sitting in the 7-hole. So, you know, right now it's New England, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Houston. Oakland and Denver got the wild cards. Miami loses on the tiebreaker right now. But it doesn't mean they're out of it. You know, there's a number of teams sitting there right now. And that's going to be the scramble. That's going to be the story going down because New England's going to win their division. Kansas City's got a hold on it. They're not, you know, they certainly can't take a misstep because Oakland can slide right past them, but they're going to make the playoffs too. And then it's Pittsburgh and Houston. You know, what direction is that division going to go in? And some of those dominoes may fall according to that because right now Tennessee's seeded 9th. Indianapolis, they didn't damn near. They put themselves out of contention. Buffalo's gone. So, you know, when you look at it, and all is not lost. All is not lost, Miami. Trust me on this. Got to trust. You got to trust a little bit. Panthers beat the Chargers 28-16. They finally go on the road and do something. Yeah. Again, lost season for the Panthers. My big question is, does Ron Rivera stay? Everybody in the world seems to think so, but I'm looking at it going, there's something wrong going on there. They're 5-8, so I guess he probably will. I'm not so sure I would do it. Bengals 23-10 over the Browns. They managed to win a game, and Marvin Lewis probably keeps his job. Seriously? Oh, no. You can't make it up. Matthew Stafford tears ligaments in his hand. And yet, the Lions managed to win the game 20-17 over the Bears. You know, Detroit, all they keep doing is winning. He couldn't throw the ball, so he ran for the winning touchdown. Threw two interceptions in the fourth quarter, one that got returned for a score. And Matt Barkley damn near did it for the Bears. You know, he played okay. As they say, Matthew Stafford went Michael Jackson on us and put a white glove on his right hand during the game. But in reality, they found out later it's a torn ligament. So, big time question mark there. That's not bueno. Not bueno at all. And again, those interceptions in the fourth quarter, it was a direct result of that hand injury. 21-35, 223, touchdown, interception. Because they're not going to get it done with the running game. You know that's not going to happen. Now, again, we'll have to see, you know, once injury report comes out and everything's official, what Detroit's going to be able to do or not be able to do with Matthew Stafford. And what the doctors have to say. I mean, you know, this is really tough because Matthew Stafford's having an MVP season. And if they lose him, if he can't go, based on doctor advice, they're done. I mean, it's just flat out, it's not going to happen. They'll make the playoffs, but they're done. So, we shall see. But they managed to get the win against Chicago. And again, the resilience of a good team. Look, they're 9-4, 6-1 at home. They're one of the better teams in football when Matthew Stafford is healthy and under center. And again, you know, to me, that's as much as the Tannehill story is a storyline, even though Stafford stayed in the game, He was not effective. He could not throw the football. They turned him over twice, and if he can't go, Detroit's got major problems. Texans go on the road, 22-17. Over Indianapolis. Good Lord. Yeah, they stink. I mean, this was the matchup for Indianapolis right here. They had a chance to take control of the division. All the tiebreakers fall their way. If they win this football game, they're at home. Andrew Luck's healthy, but that Houston defense got up after him and made his life miserable all day. Two interceptions and a fumble in the red zone. Texans go to 4-0 in the AFC South, and it's theirs if they want it. Luck took him back down the field. Got him down to the Texans 42 with a buck 24 left. Fourth and one blitz. Turnover. Boom. Game. Pick it up right there and move on with the rest of the league right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah. Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
There's sage wisdom there. If your rent's paid, stop bothering me. That's literally what it comes down to. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano's off today. Senator Roberto out on the coast. And talking some National Football League here. Like I said, Houston taking care of its business and Indianapolis not. And Luck was 24-45, 276 yards, two TD passes, two interceptions, and a fumble. And, you know, look, the defense was tough, and Houston upped their game for this. But, as we're always fond of saying here, you're settling for field goals, you're going to lose the game. And Osweiler couldn't close the deal. Five field goals. And that itself was tough. And then the one touchdown when it mattered. And, you know, again, he was nothing spectacular. 14 to 24, 147 and an interception. But they ran a football. Lamar Miller for 107. Blue, 55. You know, they did what they needed to do. And, Houston is just, they don't make me believe in any way, shape, or form. But, you know something, it when they needed to, they took care of their business. And it's literally all that matters. You know, the Lamar Miller touchdown run really was the difference in the game in the second quarter. And it was field goal city from there in. But they got it done. And they go to 7-6. They're there with Tennessee. Indianapolis, barring some miracle now, will not make the playoffs. And you got to wonder about on Black Monday whether or not Pagano's going to survive that cattle call. You know, there's trouble in I-Town. And this is a game, Indianapolis came to play. I'm not knocking the effort. I'm not knocking the coaching. I don't think there was anything that could have played out differently. But Houston, if you want to point out anything different in this game, Houston's defense stepped it up when it mattered. And a franchise guy like Andrew Luck, who just does not have enough around him, didn't have enough to overcome what was going on with Houston. And, you know, when you look at the bigger picture of the Indianapolis Colts, you know, where do you go? You're certainly not going to trade Andrew Luck. I'd have to have somebody's five drafts in order for that to happen. But, you know, it's got to be a bitter pill for him to swallow. He doesn't bitch. I got to give him a lot of credit. I don't know if I was in the same situation, I'd do the same thing. The man doesn't complain. I know inside he's probably got a lot to say, but he doesn't complain. Vikings stay alive, 25-16, as they take care of their business on the road against the Jaguars, who will be looking for a new head football coach as well. And, you know, again, a tough game. 16-13 and then 25 points to 16-12, I should say, and then 25 points as the Vikings win 25-16, 13 fourth quarter points. Sam Bradford did enough. Again, limited weapons, offensive line. He didn't get sacked, but they can't run the football. He had a touchdown, no turnovers, limited weapons all the way around. And Jacksonville, you know, you look at Bortles' stats yet again, 23-37, 257, a touchdown, no picks. Defense broke when it should have bent. They don't run the football. And Gus Bradley's going to be looking for a job. And it's literally what it comes down to. They won the offseason and they lost the regular season. And it's a shame. I mean, I think Bradley's a pretty good coach, but for whatever reason, it didn't happen with this group. And, you know, he's another guy, too. He'll go back into a coordinator position. Probably get another shot somewhere down the line, unlike Rex. I don't think anybody's going to get fooled by Rex again. And, you know, he'll get a shot somewhere else. but it's not going to be with the Jaguars. Boy, they're bad. 1-12. No, I'm sorry, my bad. I'm looking at the wrong line there. 2-11. Still pretty bad. And speaking of bad, Jets and the Niners in the matchup from hell. And the Jets had to go to overtime. Overtime, I tell you, to win the football game 23-17. Bryce Petty, 23 of 35, no touchdowns and interception. Folks, I'm telling you, he ain't the answer. He stuck his head in there. I get it. It's all good. Kaepernick stunk. Bilal Powell, after the injury to Matt Forte, 145 yards. And what did I say last week, people? Here's a guy that's been bleeping invisible. And Chan Gailey's got to take the hit for that. He's out the door, too, if Todd Bowles goes. You know. Bryce Petty sticks his head in for the two-point conversion. Cool. Actually got him to overtime. Folk gets a 50-yarder, and Bilal ends the game with the run. But, you know, again, you're playing a putrid San Francisco 49er team. It's going to have major changes. You go to 4-9. You're 3-4 away. Your team stinks. Stinks. And, oh, by the way, you were 14 points down in the game. San Francisco jumped out to the 14-0 game. Lead. I mean, geez. Some of these teams are just so bad. League has been bad this year. The exception of New England, there's no, although I think Pittsburgh will be there at the end, but there's no dominant team. And Pittsburgh was my Super Bowl pick, so they damn well better get there. You know, but man, Jets are horrible. 49ers are horrible. Saints are pretty damn bad, too. Drew Brees gets picked off a couple of times. One at the end of the game, and the Buccaneers managed to win again, 8-5, and they're in the playoffs as of right now, 16-11 over the Saints. But Buck fans, look, don't get overly optimistic. And what I mean by that is this is a bit of an illusion team. They're just starting to win at home. They're 3-4 at home, more successful on the road. They've won 5 in a row. Yeah, I get it. They're surging. But, you know, I also look at the quality opposition that they've played in this 5-game rip. And it's been the Bears. They beat the Chiefs. Credit there. Beat the Seahawks. Credit there. To a degree, because the Seahawks have trouble offensively. Chargers and the Saints. They got the Cowboys, the Saints, and the Panthers coming up. They can do it. They can get there. But I wouldn't count on them being a tough out in the playoffs. They're behind Atlanta in the tiebreakers, so they still have a shot at the division. And Atlanta's road, a little bit easier. They got the Niners, the Panthers, and the Saints, so I wouldn't count on being able to overcome the Atlanta Falcons if I were the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But, hey, credit where credit goes. They won a football game. James didn't do anything spectacular, but he managed to get it done. Like I said, Drew had one of those putrid games. 3 interceptions. James didn't have a touchdown pass, but they ran the ball, stayed committed, defense got it done, created the turnovers, you win the football game. And good for Tampa Bay. You know, again, you try never to rush to judgment. And that's one of those situations. Kirk Cutter looked like he was having trouble grabbing the reins. Team had to adjust. You know, I don't care if you're beating the Sisters of the Poor. 5 is 5. So you give them credit as far as that aspect goes. I just don't see them as a deep-run team in the playoffs. Falcons, however, might be. 42-14 over the putrid Rams. Todd Gurley, the storyline coming out of this. As he says with great accuracy, We were a junior high offense, or middle school offense, I think it was. Horrible. And the extension's done. I mean, it's Jeff Fisher and Les Snead. You know, they're not going to bite the bullet and all of a sudden change their minds. Unless for some reason, ink's not to paper. Which is possible, I guess. You know, if they pulled one of those, hey, it's a done deal, but, you know, we're going to wait till after the season to put pen to paper. Well, you know, maybe that's the instance, but, you know, Todd Gurley, you know, it was middle school. Yeah, Todd Gurley, the Rams look like a middle school offense. And he's right. I mean, look, you know, you have to let Jared Goff get creative. Now, look, they don't have a ton of talent on that team, but Kenny Britt's a pretty damn good wide receiver. And Tavon Austin's a weapon. They got to get better weapons. But Goff was sacked 3 times for 27 yards. He had a lot of pressure on him all game. And Matty Ryan, who is an elite quarterback, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. They're already booing at the Coliseum. Fisher came out of the tunnel, and you would have thought that Donald Trump was walking down Midtown Manhattan. That's how bad the booing was. So, if they keep him, which they shouldn't, but if they keep him, they better figure out how to get some offense into that Coliseum. Now, they've been offensive, but not in the right way. And they need to make it happen. Because, you know, again, it's Southern California, man. They're not going to play. You know, they're not going to play here. These fans will be out the door so quick it'll make your head spin. They're very fickle fans as it is. They want a winning product. You gave up the house to get Jared Goff. You don't play him for a big chunk of the season. And then when you do play him, you know, you don't put anything around him or make any effort. You're trying to hide the guy by playing a middle school offense. Todd Gurley, I'll tell you right now, he'll be out the door unless something changes when his opportunity comes up in a couple of years. So, it is what it is. They're 4-9 overall, 1-6 at home, 1-5 at home, excuse me. Not taking care of business. Packers did take care of business. This was a game I felt really confident about. Packers are playing first-rate football right now. Seattle is not. They're losing on the road, and they're not getting good offensive play. They can't run the football. It's putting a lot of pressure on Russell Wilson. And they got him some issues. 38-10, Rodgers takes care of business. He's on his A game right now. And he's taking the pressure off their defense, which is probably the most important thing. We'll get to the Sunday night special and the Monday night preview right after this. I'm Bob Black. Do not go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now.
Go ahead, I'll wait.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, it was a defensive struggle, but the Giants managed to eke one out against the Cowboys 10-7 after playing a really bad offensive first half. They got a couple of things done in the third quarter, including a touchdown pass to Odell Beckham Jr. And they beat the Cowboys 10-7. Cowboys' two losses on the year have been to the Giants, and the Giants have their number. And I'll tell you something. I saw this in the Seattle game against Dallas, in a game they should have won. They took the pressure. I'm sorry, the Philly game. It was the Philly game against Dallas, and when they were opening up blitz packages against Dak Prescott, and they had enough to get into that offensive line, which is a brilliant offensive line, they flustered him. He's a young quarterback. And the same thing yesterday. Neither quarterback had a particularly good game. Eli put the ball on the ground once and turned it over with a touchdown once, but he did just enough to win. Prescott had two interceptions, which matched his total for the year. Giants ran the ball relatively effectively. They did some power running, and Odell Beckham Jr. with that one big catch really got it done. So, you know, the 11-game streak goes bye-bye for Dallas. Giants now have an outside shot at the division, but they're certainly a lot more comfortable about their wild card chances than they were. And, you know, game on. Tonight, game on. Ravens in New England. New England without Gronkowski. This is a must-win for the Ravens. Going to be cold. Going to be nasty. I don't think it's going to be a Raven victory. Well, yeah, man, I'm back and forth in this game all weekend. I got to go Patriots. They're at home. It's going to be a tough game, though. If it goes the other way, I'm not going to be surprised, and we'll be talking about it tomorrow morning. Gronk out. That could be a difference maker in the game. Finally, the Ravens played some offensive football last week. We'll see if it continues. We'll be continuing with this show tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed it. Joe and I will be back full strength tomorrow here on The Attack. Have a great day, everybody.